click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
The Levant was famous for its numerous scholars and study circles. Scholars of fiqh, Islamic jurisprudential knowledge, and hadith, and of Arabic linguistics, including syntax, morphology, and other branches. Homs was one of the cities where there was a knowledge breakthrough. In a village next to Homs called Al-Qarasha, Ali ibn al-Nafis was born, a scientist who would leave a mark in the history of knowledge.
What a fun day!
Going on a picnic makes a difference, as it relieves stress from workload.
Where is Ali?
Here he is, right there.
What is he doing?
Don't you know your son? He must be reading some book.
I'll go and sit with him for a while. What are you reading, Ali?
I'm reviewing a grammar lesson, Father.
I'm worried that you may feel upset, because you have to review your lessons even during a picnic.
No, I'm rather delighted, Father.
You aren't sad for missing the enjoyment?
I'm not missing any enjoyment. Reading and knowledge acquisition are my greatest pleasure.
Alhamdulillah. I couldn't hope for something more than having a son with such a passion for knowledge.
Well, our picnic is over for today. We're going back home.
I'm not coming with you, Mother.
Are you staying here?
No, I'm going to the fiqh teacher, as it's almost time for his class.
Go ahead, so that you won't be late for the class.
I'm worried that he is straining himself with the many classes that he's attending.
No, he's hitting the nail on the head. When a child is raised to love knowledge, and his horizons broadens, then he won't forget anything from what was engraved on his memory. You should be proud of our son, the intelligent student.
I'm definitely proud of him. May Allah grant him success and make him a source of reward for us.
Ali ibn al-Nafis spent all of his time heading for different classes. He showed signs of excellence from a young age.
I have to get up now, as it's time to meet one of my exceptional students, who holds a special place in my heart.
Wait until this student comes.
Here he is.
Where? I don't see anyone. There is no one in the sitting other than that child over there.
That is my outstanding student.
That child.
Wait a moment. Oh, Ali, come here.
Peace be upon you.
All is peace, mercy, and blessings be upon you. I was afraid that you were going to be late today, Ali, as I know that you attend another class before you come to me.
Do you mean fiqh class?
Yes.
The fiqh class is tomorrow, as I'm careful to divide my time properly, so that I won't miss the benefit.
All right. Tell me, what should I review with you today?
Poetry. We are reviewing Mu'allaqat, and I'll mention some of the eloquent parts of it. Then you'll test me in the morphology rules that you taught me yesterday.
Where are you going after we finish this lesson?
I'm going to the hadith lesson as it is nearby.
That's great. Can you wait for a few minutes until I finish my conversation with my friend?
As you wish, tutor. I'll revise parts of the Noble Quran which I'm supposed to memorize today until you finish.
So, what do you think?
What a surprise! I didn't think that a kid like him can have such an enthusiasm for knowledge.
Not just enthusiasm, he's outstanding, diligent, and brilliant. I think that he will have a bright future. I think that he will become an Islamic jurist without equal.
The tutor's expectations for Ali came true, but he didn't become an Islamic jurist, a hadith scholar, nor an expert linguist, although he excelled in all of these branches of science. As something happened to Ali that changed the course of his life, it happened when Ali was 22 years old.
Haven't you figured out what's wrong with him yet, oh doctor?
It may be a fever. Perhaps he ate rotten food. Or he may have caught a cold. It is possible that he caught an infection from another patient.
So, what should we do?
His temperature is very high. He's almost unconscious. Or perhaps he's so ill that he can't communicate with those who are around him. All what I can do now is, to ask you to look after him and to give him these herbs constantly, withhold meat, fish or fruits from him. He should feed on cereals, he won't recover quickly, I'll visit him some other time, to follow up his condition.
Time went by, Ibn al-Nafis's health condition didn't get better, it was rather getting worse.
I'm afraid that I'm going to lose my son.
Put your trust in Allah, Ummay Ali, and supplicate for your son's recovery. This must be the doctor.
Oh God, you know how much I love him, and how much I wish to see him a successful man, so forgive and heal him. Oh, you are the most merciful of the merciful.
Come in, sir, come in.
There is no might nor power except in Allah. It's getting more difficult.
What do you mean?
He took a turn for the worse. I'm afraid to tell you that there is a slight hope for his recovery.
What?
This is the truth that you must face. Medicine is incapable of treating a medical condition like your son's condition.
My beloved son.
Whatever you choose is for the best, Allah. What you chose is for the best.
After a while, despite the consensus of opinions among doctors, about the hopelessness of recovery of this poor young man, a great surprise took place.
Mom? Mom? Mom?
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. Ali? Ali? Did you call me or was I dreaming?
Yes, I called you. Mother.
I can't believe it, I can't believe it. You have started to recover, oh Ali.
No, mother, I still have the same symptoms. But I've decided to fight the illness. Allah will aid me to overcome this atrocity. Inshallah.
By the will of God. Have some rest and don't exert yourself. Oh Abba Ali. Oh Abba Ali.
Ali had a strong desire to overcome his illness, something that doctors didn't expect happened. Allah cured Ali, although everyone expected that he's living his last days, and that the disease would kill him.
It's a miracle.
No, it's the will of Allah, exalted be He. Tell me, O doctor, why did you fail to treat me?
Healing is in the hands of Allah alone, my son.
I was talking about treatment, not about healing. You couldn't diagnose my disease, nor could you prescribe the proper treatment for it.
What could I have done? This is the potential of medicine and doctors.
Medicine exists to help people. Whenever it shows inefficiency, then it means that it has deficits that it must overcome. People need skilled doctors.
What happened to Ibn al-Nafis in such a young age was a reason that he took an important decision, a decision that would change his life. It would even change the history of knowledge.
Medicine?
Yes, father. I want to study medicine.
What made you think of that, Ali?
After what I have gone through during my illness, I think that studying medicine is what I want.
But you have gone a long way towards becoming knowledgeable, my son. Will you stop suddenly like this?
Who said that medicine isn't a science? I also won't stop acquiring knowledge in Islamic theology. But I think that I have the capability to excel in medicine, inshallah.
No, Ali, studying medicine isn't something that we are familiar with here. I won't allow you to waste your time and your life in studying something that we know nothing about.
Didn't you see how doctors were unable to treat you during your illness? What's the use of a branch of science that doesn't benefit people?
I want to study medicine particularly for this reason. Imagine a father like you who sees his son suffering and he can't save him. Imagine a mother who hears her son's moaning yet she can't help him. Allah, exalted be He, didn't create a branch of science unless it had a potential to benefit people. You know me, Father. I don't study a science unless I devote myself to it, and I do it for the sake of Allah and for the service of people, by the will of God. You won't regret allowing me studying medicine. I'll work hard to achieve in it what no one else of all the predecessor had achieved.
What if I agree with you, Ali? Who in our town or the neighboring towns will be able to teach you this science?
I thought about it, Father. Of course, I won't find anyone here who can help me to reach what I wish for. I only have one solution left.
Ali traveled to Damascus to start his journey towards understanding medicine. A journey towards understanding a science that he didn't know anything about it before. Where would this journey lead him?